The following program will attempt to consider the likelihood of Lincoln City playing Middlesbrough at Wembley.
Fly me to the moon, taking Middlesbrough football fans through the Premiership cosmos. And hey, if I'm mispronouncing Middlesbrough, realize, one, I'm an American, and two, it's the fault of the YouTube pronunciation video.
Yes, although we did say in our official descriptor of this podcast that we probably actually put the Premiership out of our mind.
Yeah.
Put the Premiership out of our mind for this whole routine as we share the sheer wonderment of the fact that neither Borough nor indeed Manchester City have scored against Stoke City in the last week.
No, it's very true.
It's so
true.
It's so frustrating.
Yes.
Although it has to be said that Borough's drought tends to have gone back a little bit further, as indeed the front cover of Fly Me to the Moon, issue 574, the Emirates FA Cup quarter-final special against Manchester City, has demonstrated.
Yes. Historic times.
It's the cup that cheers. Had it not been for the cup, it would have been a long, long time ago from that. Let's put the agony of Crystal Palace. I think in many ways probably the Crystal Palace result worse than the Stoke City one. Or is it just a case of if you could only have borrowed a half from each game, then all was okay? But it did worry me when
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Aitor Karanka said they didn't seem to realise how important the match was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
These are sensible multimillionaires that we're dealing with.
I think so. The bottom line is, isn't it the manager's job to instill that in the players? Well,
I mean, time will obviously tell in terms of where things are going. But the good news, and let's keep it very positive.
Yes.
All you need is a shot on target, and Bravo's bound to let it in. I'm sorry, even as a City fan, I have to say that is the case. You know, as demonstrated against Huddersfield. You know, one shot, you know, we managed to score five, but, you know, single shot, bang, it's all over.
So we're coming clean right at the start, Alex. This is a Manchester City fan talking with a Middlesbrough fan.
I have to. To say that. That's the situation. And I also have to say that Reverend Marie Edwards, the key Borough fan and also full-time chaplain of the James Cook University Hospital, predicts 2-1 to Borough.
Oh, right. Mm. Love that to be the case.
Exactly. Which means that all you need is the Lincoln City result to go in order, and it could be a Lincoln. Or maybe you actually prefer Millwall in the semi-final and then Lincoln in the final.
Yes, the final, yeah.
What would the odds of that be, really? If you're looking at it on paper, in theory, you would probably expect Spurs, Arsenal, Man City, and probably Chelsea/Manchester United, obviously. Either of those two to actually be a big four.
Yeah, that's right.
Finals.
After this tournament where the minnows have come to the fore, it could well be the big four, really, couldn't it, in the semis? But we've got to try and spoil that.
Exactly. It's 11 against 11, and as Barcelona proved in the... anything is possible.
Unbelievable.
I don't think Paris Saint-Germain necessarily expected that, and I certainly don't think Arsene Wenger would have actually expected it, because it doesn't exactly help his particular
goals. No, it doesn't.
But we're not here to talk about Lincoln City, and much as we obviously appreciate that, but I think it's fair to say we would wish the Cowley brothers well in their journey to Arsenal, and obviously they're having a cracking season. Top of the National League and so on and so forth. It's all looking very healthy.
I think it's just what the FA Cup has needed, hasn't it? The story of Lincoln and obviously Sutton getting through the two teams getting through to the fifth round for the first time, and then the first time a non-league team has got through to the quarter final. It captures the hearts of the neutrals. And so what if Premier League teams and even championships like Huddersfield are not fielding their top teams? There's been some great glory going around the leagues and below the leagues, spilling over.
It certainly surprised me, though, in terms of Huddersfield and Wagner not actually fielding his full strength side against City, because
I know
it just seemed unusual. I mean, and to be fair to Pep Guardiola, he did at least sort of turn around and say, okay, you know, we're treating this seriously. Apart obviously from Victor Bravo, but you know, as I said, we had to kind of try and rescue the league in some way. Otherwise, I think if Bravo had been still in goal, we would have been around about mid table by now. You know. Sorry, Victor. You know, it is Victor. It's Claudio Bravo. I'm very curious. It's Victor Valdez, obviously.
Victor Valdez.
Let's just call him Bravo, except he isn't. You can't really say that. You know, I know people might say you're being very harsh about your City goalkeeper, who's now the Cup goalkeeper, but he worries me.
Yeah, so does it also concern you slightly that the amount of games that Man City are having to play at the moment? Every midweek?
Yeah, I mean, having said that...
You've got a fantastic squad, obviously.
Yes, yeah, and... in principle, I don't know. I mean, my feeling tomorrow is that I think Borough have got a real chance because, you know, of the goalkeeping situation. But ultimately, it rests, and this is going to sound like a classic cliche, it rests with the players. How badly do they actually want to have this chance of glory, chance of making it to Wembley? Yeah. You know, we've talked about the march to the arch as we've progressed through the last sort of round. Three fairly straightforward ties, all winnable games. Huddersfield, obviously. Well, it wasn't Huddersfield. Sheffield Wednesday.
That's right.
Followed by
Accrington Stanley.
And then
Oxford.
Oh.
So, and home ties, of course. So this is the first time we've played a team in the same division, and obviously first time we've hit a top team, but it is in the quarter final. We've got a pretty good record of hitting quarter finals, and in recent years we've got a pretty good record of going beyond that. We've never ever played a semi-final at Wembley. Obviously we've never won a game at Wembley, but maybe not having to play a final, you know, I'm clutching at straws, but obviously we take one game very much at a time because this is a massive game, but it'd be a great occasion. All I'm saying is if we get through the semi-final, maybe with it not being a final, we could break our Wembley hoodoo.
In the words of Australian correspondent and Sunderland University student Joe Nicholson, get through to the semis and you never know.
You never know.
Interesting line for this. Is this the first? It's the first time for a long time that a Fly Me to the Moon physical copy has been produced to accompany, obviously, a cup game.
Yeah, I think so. It is actually. Yeah.
Is this a bit of history, Rob, that we're actually holding in our hands here? The listener can effectively sort of say, you know, if nothing else, I would actually get hold of a copy of the Fly Me to the Moon fanzine that will actually be here because it is a classic routine for us. Couple of queries in terms of questions, and you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Karanka situation and a couple of decisions which I would put into the department labelled bizarre, and also the department labelled you swine from the point of view of Karanka or the Spanish equivalent. Jordan Rhodes clearly now scoring goals in the Championship, admittedly.
Yeah.
David Nugent also scoring occasional goal. Negredo and Gestede not really scoring goals, but curiously, still not given a chance, Patrick Bamford.
Yeah.
The number of questions there that I'm confused.
The whole January transfer situation is very confusing. We managed to sell all the players that we didn't want, or Karanka didn't want, but didn't get in any players.
That he wanted.
And you look at the last game and a half, and Gestede against the second half against Crystal Palace, the whole game against Stoke, Gestede won an awful lot of balls in the air as a target man, but didn't really have anybody to lay off to. And you think the perfect player, the player that's played alongside him before and profited extremely well, was Jordan Rhodes, and he was on our books until very recently, which it's very, very odd.
It just seems as unusual as letting Joe Hart go to an Italian club and replacing him with, thanks to Specky Gitt for correcting me on this, Claudio Bravo. And indeed his line is, though your guess is as good as mine over the team, especially given that little Willie Black brackets Lex Luthor Caballero has been commanding the penalty box lately. I wonder how much Willie and Guardiola, for that matter, is envious of Joe Hart in those Head and Shoulders adverts. You have to stick the knife in from that sort of point of view. Again, in terms of the sort of lineup, you would expect, I mean, clearly, if we look back at Stoke City, for instance, my feeling was it was unusual. Again, decisions which I thought, that's unusual. Why Raheem Sterling was left out? In order to possibly save him for this game? Or is it for the Monaco game?
Mm.
Having said that, you know, in principle, you know, there should be sort of sufficient lines to work through on that basis. You've obviously played, Barrier played City once. It was an equaliser by Martin Deroon.
Yeah, right at the end. Absolutely.
So, another cliche, but there's nothing to be fearful of. You've already effectively shown that you can actually go toe-to-toe with Guardiola's City.
That was at a time when City were struggling to score goals. Mm. They were creating a lot of half chances.
It's a catching disease.
It is, isn't it? It's funny. We also should point to history, because we've beaten Manchester City in cup matches many, many times.
Yes, I thought you mentioned that.
and you know, we're going back through time, but we're also talking quite recently with Karanka, of course. we knocked you out of the FA Cup at the Etihad when you were the Premier Champions.
Yes.
That was when you went away, didn't you, for your break and came back late.
Yeah, well, you know, these things happen. As Chris Barthy says, the FA Cup, the road to redemption, the last two games have been about as grim as you can get. The defeat against Stoke on Saturday had echoes of Mogga's last game against Barnsley in October 2013.
It did.
You were in the corner, but presumably you didn't. You were too polite to boo Karanka, or were you moved to that extent?
No, there was a lot of people booing him around me. It was you thought straight away, there's not that many grounds around the country where the tunnels are near the away ends. Mm. And that's always, that always can be an opportunity for applause or for boos. Mm. And, definitely Karanka had to, as
a City fan, you know, I've never been a fan of Mark Hughes, and clearly, you know, in an ideal world, I was expecting Borough to get a result against Stoke City, and then Man City to obviously beat them 3-0, and then things would have been sort of equal from that point of view. As it stands, frustrations on both sides. Clearly there's a suggestion that on the one hand, could it actually inspire Barry to actually go one further? Could it actually sort of, could City's 0-0 result? It's a different game, obviously, and there's a lot of speculation that could sort of be developed within.
Be interesting to see if we set up and try to do what Stoke did, which was stifle Man City. Obviously, you've got to win it on the day, and it could go down to extra time and penalties. There's no replays for the first time.
I can't see, unless Karanka has a Damascus conversion, I can't see him playing anything other than looking to effectively park several buses.
But he knows he's under pressure, doesn't he? That from not creating anything from all quarters, really.
It's a Spanish battle.
But obviously Manchester City have demonstrated several times recently, especially in Europe, that the way they can destroy teams and Huddersfield Town as well, of course. Yeah. But, you know, even when behind, can be often when you're the most dangerous.
I mean, it may well be that you could actually sort of get a sort of nice deal set together and maybe look to take Sergio Aguero next season. I mean, he'd possibly do quite well. You had Negredo this season, you could have Aguero, you could have Gabriel Jesus. It's a different line on that basis.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk a bit more about, obviously, the upcoming Cup game, the battle that's working through that whole basis, plus looking at some of the exciting things in the paper edition, the only one and truly that is Fly Me to the Moon, issue 574, after this.
A premier fan podcast for a premier team. You're listening to Fly Me to the Moon.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Flying at the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie.
Indeed. We have got a piece of poetry from Jimmy Flynn to actually work through, but before that we've got the Ali Brownlee Riverside Run, first renamed of course last year in honour of the local broadcasting legend, who actually has also appeared in this very studio and was a keen sort of supporter and obviously worked for a whole stack of other scenarios, etc., but died tragically last February after a short battle with cancer. Share with this event that takes place, of course, Rob, Sunday, July the 2nd.
Yes, it's a bit later this year than in previous years, but a fantastic event. It's a 5 kilometre and there's also a 2 kilometre, and the great feature of it is that it starts outside the Riverside Stadium and finishes in the stadium, and you do a lap of the stadium and there's always lots of people there who are taking part in the other race, and they're there to cheer you on, and you get the atmosphere as you come into the stadium. You feel the noise. And there's the Charities of Fire is played over the speakers. There's also going to be playing some Alistair Brownlee commentary, and Ali will be on this big screen as well. So, and his family are all doing the run. So, it'll be a very special occasion.
Page 29 of this fantastic little paper production, which I'm sure even all City fans will like to take hold of as a sort of memento of the grand scenario that hopefully will be taking place. I'll give my prediction in a few moments, for whatever it's worth.
All right.
But choice of music, basically, because we're going to have a musical theme for this. And what do you think would inspire more? Would you actually go for Pachelbel's Canon as a sort of underpinning side of things? Or should we go for the Tornado from Hans Zimmer's Man of Steel? Or should we actually have, you know, in privilege to the whole sort of sequence of general wonderment that's there, the Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, the Fifth Movement?
I don't know. We have had a gold medal from the Teesside Tornado this week, haven't we? In the 60 metres.
You're arguing that actually we should go for Hans Zimmer's Tornado as opposed to Pachelbel's Canon. That would give you a little blast of... I think it's the work. Right. We'll take it. We'll take one if per person, and I'll start off, basically. It's if, obviously, not in the direction of Rudyard. We love you, Rudyard. We love you, Mr. Kipling. His cakes are so wonderful. And if the football version. If you can cross the ball like Sir Stan and bamboozle opponents like Messi can.
If, like Wilf Mannion, you can feint and swear and send both opponents and the crowd the wrong way.
If you can bend the ball round a six-man wall and, like David Beckham, make it look no effort at all.
If, like Bobby Moore, you can sweep up at the back and effortlessly change defence to attack.
If you can run up and down the wing like Ashley Cole and effortlessly combine a dual role.
If, like George Best, you can dribble with ease and outwit defenders as you please.
If, like Gordon Banks, you can save every ball and close down the goal to make it look small.
If, like Johnny Haynes, you can pass long distance and land the ball every time on a sixpence.
If, like Bobby Charlton, you can sweep back your hair and score from long range without a care.
If, like Brian Robson, you can move box to box and, leading by example, your opponents outfox.
If, like Pelé, you can shine like a star and look like a footballing god from afar.
If, like Ronaldo, you can set off on a run and leave opponents floundering in your wake for fun.
Then you are the complete footballer. And what is more, a one-man team, my son. Thank you. Take that, BBC, using poetry with a suitably stirring tune in the back of that. You know,
yes.
I felt it. Obviously, there was a possibility of the opening theme from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet, but David Moyes has already taken that down to Sunderland. Yeah. Sorry. Do you realise we could actually have three northeast sides going down if you include Hull City? No, it's not going to happen, obviously.
We don't include Hull City.
That's a different thought. But it is interesting how clearly Shakespeare has had a bit of an impact on Leicester. Unfortunately, all sorts of ways. And there is, of course, that gap now. For the first time, not only Bury in the bottom three, but 3 points adrift of Palace.
That's right.
That's to come, and there's still lots of games to play from that point of view. Let's talk about Dave Hearn and Perdiendo el Punto. It's like the time of year when we got a new form tutor after a half-term break in the mid-90s. He was kind of like a supply teacher, but more of an actual teacher than they have in most other schools. What's he talking about, Rob?
I wonder who he's talking about.
What's his line in terms of this whole sort of sequence that's there? It's sandwiched between the Homes of the Riverside Thriller and the Ones That Got Away with Nick Hoy, of course. Clearly, sort of quite.
The players that are no longer at the clubs that we've missed out. Yeah. We've missed out on when we were in the championship.
Javier Hernandez, Radamel Falcao, and Angel de Maria.
All playing really, really well now since they left Man United. Yeah.
And never mind, things work through that. But is there a sense that, you know, within the fans? Because try as we are, and obviously we'll continue to do so to celebrate the cup game, there's still a sense of not palpable fear, but I think concern now. You know, that sort of the R word, which Karanka said couldn't be mentioned until they were in the it has to be said. If one's taking a public relations viewpoint on the whole perspective, Aitor didn't exactly sort of make the greatest of statements when he actually said he wasn't going to talk about it until they were in the bottom three, and then went on to actually say, oh, well, it's all very good because we must have done well because we haven't been in the bottom three until now.
Yeah, he's trying to find a spin on it, a positive spin on it.
Is it as bad as Tony Mowbray's "It Is What It Is"? Sure, no. It's certainly not as bad. It's not as bad as go and have beer and fags, as in that unmanageable Scottish chap that was
there. No, we're under pressure. But this is a chance to have a break from that pressure. It'll be a full house against Manchester City, as we've said, a chance for cup glory. It's going to be very, very difficult because City on their day are capable of beating anybody apart from Chelsea, or perhaps they couldn't take, they're probably the only team that can take on Chelsea on their day. So, and surely with the scent of Wembley semi-final, they're going to be going all out for that, although hopefully not in goal.
A gentleman born in the borough, who indeed those of us who are sufficiently experienced and enhanced like Rob and myself will be well aware of, who used to love dossiers to the scorn of many of the players for England at the time, was Don Revie.
Yes, he did, absolutely. He probably invented it, didn't he? I think. Exactly. Yeah.
It seems as though Aitor is also going through that line.
It was 80-page dossier. Yeah.
As indeed Paddy Dillon actually comments on. You need a slice of good fortune. If I actually was to press the matter and say, okay, given the choice, 3 points against City in the league in a few weeks' time, or a cup glory win, what would you go for? It's a tough call. And if you, I think from City's perspective, it would be nice to progress, because we kind of, it was almost an expectation and anticipation that we should progress.
Yeah, absolutely. I would want to stay up. Rather than get to a semi-final of the FA Cup. Winning the FA Cup or staying up might be a different matter. Yeah. Wigan, we have to ask Wigan fans, but what they, because they've had a few seasons out of the Premier League, but obviously they won the FA Cup.
Portsmouth, of course.
No.
So you had a whole range of things. And you would have to mention Wigan, because again, I tried to put that out of my mind.
I did have to mention Wigan.
Mind you, having said all that, again, in terms of planning, it's not exactly the best when Roberto Mancini is effectively told he's got to have a job in any case before the actual game takes place. So at least the other side in Manchester with Louis Van Gaal, they didn't actually tell him he got the boot until he'd actually won the cup.
Straight after.
It's a Manchester thing. We kind of work our way through that. We are pretty much sort of coming up to the wire, so to speak. We won't be going to penalty time, but it might occur to that. I'm going to actually say, I think City will do it, and I think we'll do it 3-1.
Right.
I'm going to give a confident 3-1 to Man City from that point of view, although I appreciate, you know, obviously, from the Borough perspective, I realise that we've just had Marie Edwards say 2-1. Yourself, Rob?
I think I'm going to go for us winning 1-0 after extra time.
Yeah. So there we have it. How can people get hold of the remaining issues of Fly Me to the Moon in the season, and indeed the back issues that are all there in full force before, of course, we go on to actually take on board the lads from the Emirates?
Absolutely.
Hopefully will have actually lost to Lincoln City, actually, so they won't have anything else to play for, really. So.
That's very true indeed. Yes, well, hopefully people will be at the match if you listen to this before the game, and can buy around the ground, or you can subscribe. It's £22 for all 10 issues. I think I've still got all 10 issues, and that's if you get in touch with Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Duke Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP. Go to the website, fmttm.com, click on subscribe, or email at robshrug@gmail.com.
Just shows you see how popular they actually are. They are collector's items, so
Get
them while they're hot and still actually working from that particular basis. We will be back, of course, for the Arsenal game. There'll be a lot of other sort of. We haven't even spoken about the batch of must-win games, really, that are coming up.
I know.
Quick mention for them in order. I mean, we've got a sort of, you know, basically we play everybody in our spot zone.
Well, we play Manchester United next after Manchester City, which is a Sunday game, and then there's the international break. So that it would be a fantastic time to actually to try and win a game before an international break.
You should get a draw against United.
Well, we can't be, fortunately, Crystal Palace are not playing this weekend, but we don't want to be 6 points behind going into an international break. You'd be thinking about
be
that for 2 weeks.
Be careful what you don't wish for, you may not get it.
Quite
a double negative to work on. Yeah,
nice double negative.
Okay, it's been a pleasure as ever. We've shaken our hands, we've exchanged our pennants, we'll come back in all sorts of other routines after the Emirates FA Cup quarterfinal. Somehow, I don't know, it's gone Aeon, it's gone Emirates, it's gone all sorts of, it's the FA Cup, let's face it, it's the magic of the cup. That's there. So, the final salutation for the lads, and of course Negredo might well have a point to prove. You know, he might sort of decide to turn it. I mean, he's
that's very true. We haven't mentioned this, have we?
Exactly. Yeah. We've got that sort of scenario from that point of view. I mean, he did reasonably okay for City. I mean, he's done reasonably okay for Borough, starting off well, and they think it's over there. Would you ever consider? Do you think? No, he's not going to do two up front, is he? No, it's just against. There would be an implosion if that actually occurred. So, anyway, the final words, Rob. A one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough, up the Borough.
Up the Borough.